Welcome to Do a Blessing CNS Church London's podcast, sharing the good news weekly. We hope you are blessed by today's message.
The gift to men, that was what we talked about, gift to men. And we tried to come to a conclusion that gift to men, when God is giving gift to men, if this gift are human beings. The gift that we are talking about are human beings. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 8 to 11. The Bible says, this is why the scripture says that he that ascended onto the height led a crowd of captives and he gave gift to his people. Now, verse 9 says that, he says, he that ascended clearly means that Christ also descended into the lower world. Let's go on now. And the Bible says that his aim was to fill the whole world. So as a result of that, the Bible says in verse, he said, these are the gifts of Christ to the church. So what we are saying is that when God is giving gifts, especially human beings are the embodiment of that gift. Human beings are the embodiment of that gift. And of course you had... So we would see that his intention was to fill the whole universe. And how did he want to go by that? Is by giving gifts to the church. And when you read some translation, you will see that the Bible says that some apostles, prophets, and apostles, we've talked about this, the Bible says that they may equip the saints to do the work of ministry. So when you see, when you say to the pastor, Ekwusi Oluwa, it is not him that it is you that is meant to be the Oluwa. He is supposed to equip you. Does that make sense? You are the one that is supposed to go and change the world. His job is to equip you. So, in Richard says, the pastor doesn't have ministry. The Bible says you are the one that is doing the work of ministry. His own job is to equip you. Hallelujah. So, when he asks you, how is ministry? You should be able to answer that, ministry is doing well. Right? Because it could be your career, it could be your own field. That is your own place of ministry. God grant us grace in the name of Jesus. So having said that, I just want to zero in a little bit more into this gift. We talked about it last week, and we're talking about ourselves as the gift. Now, I started off this yesterday when we had the belly yesterday. I looked at this in one of the sessions, and we are looking at, the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 5, verse 1, the Bible says a high priest is selected from among the people and appointed to represent them in matters relating to God, to offer gifts and sacrifice for sins. So the Bible is saying, when there is a group of people, God has a way of picking out one to represent the people in matters related to God. And I try to say that you can even look at this scripture, because the Bible says that God is spirit. So you can insert God here and put spirit. And there's a reason why I'm pointing at that. So the Bible, you can read it, as the Bible says, appointed to represent people in things related to the Spirit. Is that still okay? Amen? Okay. So that means that this person has the ability to relate both to people and to the Spirit. Or else you will not be able to do a priesthood job. Are we together? And you would see when you go on to, that's why the Bible says that, you know, in 1 Peter chapter 2, 1 Peter chapter 2, the Bible says that, say, you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who had called you out of darkness into his wondrous light. So you are a priest. I am a priest. So, and we found that the job of the priest is to be is to stand in between the normal world or the physical world, and also be able to connect to the spirit world. and also be able to connect to the spirit world. So, the Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 2, that we go to verse 5, the Bible says that you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house. So what he's saying is that he's trying to make you understand that to be able to perform or to relate to spirits, you are built in a particular way. He said you are built in a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God. So, the first thing I just want to lay as an emphasis is that for anybody to be able to do a spirit job, to walk, influence, or to connect to the spirit, you have a component inside of you that has the ability to tap both worlds. So, Job chapter 2 verse 8 says that there is a spirit in man. There is a spirit in a human being, the breath of the Almighty, which that gives them understanding. So what the Bible is saying is that when you are created, there was a component in you that is spirit. Now, I would also want to explain even a little bit further that every human being has the ability to do the job of a priest. There is no one that has come to this earth that does not have. So God is not creating a new component. There is something already in that person that has both spirit, soul, and body. So you already have that component. And that is the issue. The issue is that it is like a plug. Anybody can plug into it. So when the devil wants to influence a place, he looks for the same part of the spirit and he penetrates through that part. So before we say that you are a priest to God, is that you understand that you have a component inside of you. That spirit will have the opportunity to influence the environment, that environment. So, we saw in, so there is, so whenever a priest, there are systems that priests, sorry, that spirits need. They need a building and they need a priest. They need a place. So the Bible says you are built into a spiritual house and you are also the priest in that place. So you will see that all the all the shrines that you see, there will always be a priest function. So, and I will bring it here because in case you are of the opinion that those things only happen in Nigeria. We met a white prophet one day who was saying that one of the problems he's having in the UK. He said, he's not African. He said, they are spilling blood at each choked highways of motorways. He said, there's a way they package it and place it there. He said, the challenge he's having with the body of Christ air that they cannot see. When the Glasgow prophets came, Sam, those white prophets, when they came to church, I can remember when he was saying, he said, as I came into Dagenham, he said, I could sense that, the what's it called? The frequency, or the priest in charge of this area, the strong word. He said, how are you doing it? He said, I didn't know the address it is. There are so many churches here. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's talk about that one. Amen. That's what the matters. Yes. So, all this one that you think that, and that is, the issue is deception. It is covered in a different way.
I say to people that in every part of the world, there is, the Bible says, do not give room for the devil. So there is a way the devil finds expression in that place. In Nigeria, poverty is a tool that he can use to express itself. So people begin to do money ritual, people begin to do this, because that is the thing that we have collectively allowed, corruption. But here, it is another part that you have created for him, and the devil has also used that to express himself. So he doesn't, you, there is nowhere where his spiritual attack does not occur. So I just wanted to say that before you begin to say, ah, oh, I'm pity Nigerians. God help us. We've had visitation here a couple of times. I don't know if you remember. There are times when there was a woman that came and was, you know, things like that. And they were, I think it was, somebody was in trance and the person called out and she came out and she walked out. So I first of all thought it was, did they say something that was, and things like that. So as I got out, so I think one of the person followed her, maybe there was somebody followed her to kind of say, mommy, are you okay, ma'am? And things like that. So she walked out. And so I walked out with them. So the woman said, ah, they told me about it. They said, oh, these are my people. Don't worry, just, these are my people. Well, you know. I was with the woman, my mother came the other day, put something in the, you know, so sat down. It is normal. Mm-hmm. It is normal. Amen. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, the Bible says there is a spirit in man. So what I'm trying to say to us is this. There is a component inside of you that spirits have access to. One of their better things is to make you feel, to be ignorant of it, so that they can have access to it free. So, the Bible says, so we saw here Judges chapter 17, verse 5, the Bible says, now this man, Micah, had a shrine, and he made an ephod, and some household gods. And he installed his sons as priests. So what I'm trying to say to you is that one of my mommies was talking to me recently, and she was praying, you know, our son had a bit of challenge, and, you know, they were praying about it. And one day, you know, they got into a place. And one day that she was like, God, what is happening? And things like that. So they now went to, one day the church, the son went out. And one, I don't know, whatever it is, maybe they were cleaning the house. So the neighbor's house was now, the window was blown open. All the, what's it called? All the idols were being decorated in the room. So that place was a place that they can use to penetrate. Should, in case you are not aware, because to the case you are not aware, one of our children was talking to me, said, Pastor, in school, one of my friends, our friends, they brought crystal balls, you know, at the wings around the corner. Mm-hmm. They brought crystal balls that they bought online. Mm-hmm. And they said that this is what you do, you touch your head three times, and you speak into it, and put it out. And everybody in the classroom, they went to their corner at lunch break, so they were giving it. Everybody was giving their make a wish. Mm-hmm. And he said, "Well, I just felt that there's something wrong about this thing." Mm-hmm. And I told them I'm not interested. Mm-hmm. May God grant us understanding, you know. See, that is one of the things that just like you have parents who come from. I've also been there before, that I come from Nigeria, and first of all, fall victim of the educational system. Because you think that because they are.
Church of England.
Yeah, they are all good. You think that, ah! Before she first of all discovers, I go, ah! It's as if they rewind the brain of my child. It's back. Yeah. And my sister screams. She said, hey, why what are they done to my daughter? I said, you need to shine your eyes. Don't let anybody deceive you with all these there are statistics that came out of London that children were coming out of was it primary school, I think that they could not write clearly. In London, what is happening in those villages? Because God cannot understand in the name of Jesus Christ. What I'm trying to say is that take away all this deception. Don't be deceived. So we had this man. So in that case of that, they were looking for priests, and those things were installed so that they can begin to get influence. Now I want to say to us that spirits have the only way they can their influence grows is how many people that they have in control under them. Let's go to Matthew chapter 12. Sorry, the one that marked it is not the scriptures, just where I light on it. The Bible says, "An impure spirit comes out of a person and goes to the arid places seeking rest, and he does not find." And he said, "I will return to the house where I left." Why was he looking for a place? Because as long as they are not in the body or have influence over a particular human being, they are not able to transmit. So also, God is looking for a flesh, a human body, to house so as to gain influence. So Jesus was saying, it was just that Jesus started by saying, out of a person goes out, the spirit and things like that. Then he comes and said, "My father conclude my." He said, "The final condition of that person will be worse than the first." He now said, "This is how it will be with this wicked generation." I said, "Excuse me, how did it start from person to generation? How can it start from one person, a son of a person, and end up in a generation? Because just like you need one among the dead to become a priest for God, they also need one amongst them to be their priest. All they are looking for is a power. A place that they can drive influence from. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 28, the Bible says that a large population is a king's glory, but without subject, a prince is ruined. What he's saying is that if there are no subjects that are sworn allegiance to a particular spirit, the hold of that spirit begins to drop. The more they have people that swear allegiance to them, the more their influence grows. The more their influence grows. May God grant us grace in the name of Jesus. Amen. That's why you see when the apostles go to a place, they preach, people gather all their charms, and they say, gather it together, and they burn it. Because what they're trying to do, they are restricting the movement or the influence of that spirit in that environment. So that is why in every house, God is looking for a priest. There has to be priests in every family. It's because the influence on that family is being controlled by a priest. Either a priest, the one that knows it or the one that doesn't. May God grant us understanding in the name of Jesus Christ. So when you go to 2 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 3 to 4, the Bible says, "For long Israel was without a true God and without a priest to teach them, but in their distress they turned to the Lord." Basically, what this is saying is that as long as there is no priest in an environment, the devil has opportunity to do whatever he can, he wishes to do. Whatever he wishes to do. So when God sees an issue, in an environment, what he's looking first of all is there somebody there that can stand as a priest? And we're talking more about that next week, even as we look at our own personal life. But what God is saying is that, you know, can I have a priest? If I can have a priest, there's a future. But if there is no priest, it don't matter what it is. So we have Exodus. Exodus, the Bible talks about said the people in the land practice extortion and commit robbery and they oppress the poor and the needy and mistreat the foreigners, denying them justice. Jesus, God now said, when all of that is coming up, I am looking for one among them who will build a wall and stand in the gap on the behalf of the land. So God is saying, when there is an issue, I am not, at times God is not as, at times people, I don't know, what God is looking for is, would I have a priest in this generation that will stand? And when we are talking in more details next week by his mercy, so that priest is not, it's not only prayer. Priesthood is a life. Priesthood is a life. He said, so that I will not pour out my wrath. So, between verse 29 and 31, in between, what God is looking for is a priest. Is there an emergency today? Why are we? One, a priest must be, have an interest and be domiciled in that environment. Jeremiah says something. Jeremiah says, Jeremiah 29, we normally read verse 1 that says that I know my thoughts towards you are not of evil. But before we got there, he says, also seek the peace and prosperity of the city I have carried you into an exile. He said, pray for that land. It's okay to pray for Nigeria. But he said, pray for that land. He said, because if that land prospers, you will prosper. We are not there yet. But I noticed that since we began to erect an altar for the nation, even after COVID, there were the things that God did and is still doing in the lives of people concerning their career in this land. I was like, I didn't first of all understand what was going on. And until I felt God just lay me, I said, no, if you pray for that land, if you are interested about that land, I know say, I didn't want to Jesus. They can't know Jesus. They are just see. He said, if you are committed to the cause of God on that land, you too, as a result, by default, you prosper. I've seen someone that I was concerned about you know, their status and things like that. And God said to me, no, it's not a problem. So how did my talking about? He said, if that person will walk the lines and share my gospel, what did I see? I said, reach everywhere your feet find, I'll give it to you. He said, that is the solution. So that's all that needs. Are you committed to the souls on this land? Because a priest has to be found from among them. And the job of the priest is to depopulate, ensure that, and the only way to weaken the powers or kingdoms working in that place is to keep removing his subjects, bringing his subjects down. And as you bring them one by one into the kingdom of God, the influence of that power begins to wane. That is why we preach. Because as priest, it's not only prayer. The priest has to go and teach them, instruct them on the way to go, so that they can move away from the influence of that. That is why I need to share the gospel to my family. Because as I bring them in, the influence begins to... By the time that influence or demonic thing has no hold over anybody, because everybody is now living their life according to Christ, it would by natural way, it would go and live for somewhere else. May God grant us grace in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, if a priest doesn't understand their value, Hosea says that, he talks about, let's just go quickly, because the Bible says the people are destroyed for lack of knowledge and they reject. He said, because they reject you as my priest. The Bible says the more priests they are, the more they sin. There are some priests that they enable sin. What kind of priest are you? At your workplace, what kind of priest are you? At home, what kind? In people, your friends, what kind of priest are you? I say, we are going to do certain things that is, you are the one that says, let's go. I have a spot for us. That priest has now become cheerleader. He said, the more priests they have, he said, they have exchanged their glorious God for something disgraceful. Let's come on, man, please. And the Bible says in verse 9, it said, like people, like priests. Mm. If you are not different from the people that God has sent you to, like people, like priests. He said, both of them, the one that says, I'm a priest, though, but your lifetime is not different from the people that you are sent to. Would it be said of you, like people, like priests? There is the crying in the heart of God. You might say, there are 10,000 sinners out there. God is saying, can I have one priest? One priest who is ready to stand in the gap, who will connect both the spirit world and the natural. And by that, it will begin to depopulate the area. It will begin to bring people over to the kingdom. That is the job of a priest. That is the job of a priest. The Bible says, have you ever had people say, God will meet them. Don't worry, don't sleep in. It is God, it's only God that can talk to them. The Bible says in Romans, the Bible says that how, he said, for there is no difference between Jew and Gentiles. He said the same Lord is Lord to them all, and which the best all who call upon him. He said, for everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And I said, no. He said, that is the expectation of God. And I said, but how then can they call on the one they have not believed in? How can they believe in the one whom they have not heard? How can they hear someone there that has not been preached to them? Can I tell you one thing? And I believe some of us will probably know what I'm saying. There are people in this country that has never heard about Jesus. I'm not saying people that are foul. There are people in this country. My daughter normally says she's shocked. She's in a Christian school. She's shocked how many of her friends have not heard anything about Christ. You are in a generation that you have three generations have never stepped their foot into a church. Not once. Yeah. People say, ah, how did they do? There are people who have no clue. Statistics was, I mean, there was a poll that David Beckham is far more popular than Jesus in this country. The more you deceive yourself, say, oh, see, all these parts that David Cameron said the other day, we're a Christian nation. All those things, it is just in the papers. People have no clue who Jesus is. When we go out to the evangelism, especially on Easter, we are telling people, ah, do you understand what Easter is? People are like, ah, no, we buy egg. It's egg and rabbit and things like that. And you begin to talk to people like, where did that come from? See, the thing that breaks my heart most, they have a Christian friend. They have a friend that's a Christian. Who has not bothered to tell them, why do we celebrate Easter? May God bless our children in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
One of the parents was concerned. They called and said, ah, Pastor, please let them from school to Tony Daddy. So, oh, I said, because my daughter is just put you to everybody in school. Can I say that? Do you know Jesus? How? Let me tell you that, Jesus. You know, but again, I understand what the parents was concerned about, because when you begin to talk about same sex and things like that, I know he's demonic and things like that. You know, they don't want children like parents and friends. What are you teaching? I have a friend who prays really, I look up to when he prays. He's always praying. And so when his child now is getting to talk, the only thing he's been saying is, die. I said, if your child gets to nursing, and he's saying die, they will come and visit you at home because they will think that you're radicalizing them for social society. I said, please, I know all this prayer. I understand that the battle is fierce. Is that you close the door while you say, Father, die, and things like that? Or else your child will go to school and start telling people die. God help us in Jesus' name. So you will be surprised how much people have no clue. See, since we've been going out to do evangelism, that is how you will be shocked. How many of us have been surprised since we've been going out to evangelism? Surprised how much ignorance is out there.
There's a lot.
See, all this sitting in the four walls of the church, and we are never going out there. See, it is good, and we bless God. I can hear somebody's entrance. It is wonderful. But that gift, the Bible says that when prophecy is given and a non-believer comes across it, it should bring them to subjection. That's what that is. There was a day when we were doing evangelism, and there was a white child that was, I shouldn't say white.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Color sensitive. Amen. So you have them on the other side, and they were playing, and one of them was pretending as if it was having seizure or something like that. So we were concerned, and some of the ladies in church were concerned, so they just went over to him, and everybody scattered. It was the only one. So it was us laughing. I said, oh, we're just joking, and things like that. So one of them just said, okay. So I said, I'm sorry, God said, your elder brother's wife in hospital, God said, if you tell your mom not to go there, she will be healed. That boy, you know, his face dropped. It was just like, everybody was going, he stood there. As it was going on, it was like, you know, you could see that something had just hit him. Because he has never seen it before. Yeah. Then he began to ask about church, about Christianity, and he said, I can guarantee you one thing, you can't get this one or two. Why are we sitting at home? But if we cover all these in church, and you are telling me what I heard last night, and the people that are chasing me from anywhere, it's great, but you have not won the soul. The gift is meant to draw people in. That's why, you know, when we went out last time, you will not believe. I think I saw somebody, she was standing in a place where the choir was just singing, and she was in tears. I spotted, so I had to cross the road to go and meet her to talk to her. It is good to do worship, and the presence of God fills the place. Can you imagine people who have never in their life smelled anything like that? Their first encounter with things like that is like, what is happening here? The woman was, she was just sitting by that cup around the other side, I think that she was just crying. I had to go and meet her to say, are you okay? She said, oh, no, I'm okay. I said, are you sure? I'm here to talk to you. She said, just hearing those voices and hearing what they are saying is breaking me down. A priest has to be sent out. A priest will not step out, because as priests go to a place, they take the presence of God into those atmospheres. We might be concerned about the trajectory of what is happening in this land, but if priests would not step out and leave their priests outside there, you will be surprised. I remember one day when I went to, Green, is it place where this church is, Wood Green. God bless you. So we went there is a park around there, and I saw, when we were doing evangelism, I saw the man, so I went there and I sat down. Sat, I said, oh, can I sit down? I said, yes, you can. I think so. We sat down and we're having a chat. I said, I'm a Christian, we just wanted to have, just having a chat about Christ. And I was, but he said, you know, why did you come here? He said, do you know who I am? Because he was reading. I said, no, I don't know who you are. So he said, do I have a phone? So I now went, he started showing me on YouTube. This guy is a big metal artist. He said, those ones are few stadiums. He said, I have a concert. Towards the end of the month, towards the end of the week in America. He said, I was contemplating now. Why I came here is I just want to enjoy fresh environment before I go to commit suicide. There are people who have come out, I think our sister was here, and as young as she is, when she went to do evangelism, she met the man who was on the verge of committing suicide. If the priest will not go out, you will never see the realities of this land. May God grant us grace in the name of Jesus Christ. He said, how would they call? So if you don't tell them, see, that you can call on the name of Christ, how are they going to know? Because you assume that they are Christians. You assume that they are Christians. May God grant us grace in the name of Jesus. This is why Jesus said to us, I started off by saying in Matthew chapter 28, verse 18, Jesus said, then he said to them, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. What he's saying that all those powers, they have been weakened. The powers is not in their hand. What does Jesus do? Does he sit down and enjoy himself? No, he said, therefore, because of that, go out and make disciples. Basically, those demons have no power. The only thing they are feeding from is people's allegiances. Either they do it knowingly or they don't. So our job is to go and draw them away. Is to go share the gospel to them. And he says that baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Teaching them to obey all that are commanded. Basically, make encourage them that they should stop obeying that one. A new kingdom has come. A new kingdom has come. The Bible says, David served God in his generation. Are you going to serve the purpose of God in your generation? Are you committed to ensuring that in your whole lifetime there will be an end? That when the kingdom of darkness will talk, you say, this one came to this country, or this one, the day they gave back to them in this country, I knew there was a problem. And that is the cry today, that is the point for today. The Bible says that David served God in his own generation. The aim of God, let's come please, to just to Malachi, the Bible says, my name will be great among nations. From the sun, where the sun rises to where the sun sets, in every place, incense and pure offerings will be burned to me, because my name will be great among nations. Who are those who burn incense and who give offerings? Our priest. So God is saying, I am looking at you to ensure that in this land my name is great among them. That is why we are stepping up. We are going to say that we are priests. When you are called a royal priesthood, that's why Revelation says that he said God has made you a priest, a kingdom of priests to serve our God. Let's go to Revelation. And the Bible says, and they will reign on earth. May God grant you understanding.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Today we are looking at priesthood as we go out to the but next week by God's grace, we are looking at priesthood as we begin to deal with issues around us more closely. Let's rise up, please.
Thank you for listening to this week's sermon. Have a blessed week.